Hey, Chevra, this week, Parshas Bamidbar, the Haftorah comes from Hosea, Perek Beis. Of course, the Haftorah is connected to the Parsha, even in the first Pasuk. Parshas Bamidbar is about a census that Klal Yisrael has taken, and the Haftorah begins. It's a reference to Acharis Hayamim, to the future Geula. And the Torah begins that Klal Yisrael will be so large that it cannot be counted at all. One of the ideas also is that the Haftorah, as it is referencing Acharis Hayomim, like the Radak comments, the Haftorah is about the fulfillment of the promise to Avraham Avinu, the promise that Klal Yisrael, Asher lo yisafer meirov, we're going to be so large, there are going to be so many people that it's not shayich to count them. In Parshas Bamidbar, it's Moshe Rabbeinu who counts the people, but in the Haftorah, ki'ilu, it's the Ribono shel Olam who's unable to count because there are just so many multitudes. It's ki'ilu, the Ribono shel Olam can't even count the numbers of Klal Yisrael. Another connection between the Haftorah and the Parsha is that the Parsha is called Bamidbar, and the Haftorah deals with Klal Yisrael going into the Midbar and the Ribono Shel Olam rescuing them from there. Right? The Psukim speak about how Hamidbar. That's Pasuk. Tessazayin, the Ribbono Shel Olam, Mifateha is usually an expression of enticing. It's an expression that's not used for good things, but the Ribbono Shel Olam himself goes to the Midbar, Vidibarati Liba, and the Ribbono Shel Olam will speak to the heart of Klal Yisrael. Midbar and Dibur, of course, also share a common root. One of the yesodos of going to the Midbar is that the Midbar, in this case, is not just a place where Klal Yisrael goes and they're banished, but in this case, the Midbar is the place that begins the Refuah. V'nasati la es krameha misham, from the Midbar itself, that's where the vineyards begin. Ves emek achar lefetach tikva, the things that were bad, these valleys, it refers to Achan ben Carmi, according to Chazal. That becomes a petach tikva. That becomes an opening that gives hope. So one of the yesodos is that going to the Midbar is a place of hope. Klal Yisrael, when they're in the Midbar in Hosea, so they do teshuva of sorts, and that teshuva is reference that they're going to come back. And they are giving up on the Avodah Zarah. It's a reference also to our parasha, or to the notion of the Midbar in general, that we were mekabel the Torah in the Midbar. The Medrash, of course, at the beginning of this parasha, speaks about how the Torah was given in the Midbar. That's one of the ways of being mekabel the Torah. That's a common theme that Rabbonim use in their sermons this week. Kabbalas HaTorah, which is the theme, of course, of Shavuos, Kabbalas HaTorah is referenced in these Psukim, when Klal Yisrael goes out, Psukim Zayin through Yud-Tes, etc., Klal Yisrael goes out, they are Mekabel the Torah. Many of these themes are found in Rav Yaakov's and Sefer. There are, of course, another few themes that are worth noting. The beginning of the Haftorah is basically a change in the names. Bimkom Yeomer Lahem Lo Ami Atem, right? Lo Ami is one of the names of the children of the child of Hosea. So Lo Ami becomes Yeomer Lahem Bnei El Chai, that now we are the nation of the Ribono Shel Olam. Ki Gadol Yom Yisrael. Yisrael is another child of Hosea. Yisrael can mean that we are dispersed, that Klal Yisrael is spread out. And it also, in this context, means to be zoreya, to plant, to create future growth. Pasuk Gimel, Imru Lachechem Ami, Lachotechem Ruchama, right? The names of Hosea's children, Lo Ami, Lo Ruchama, these names are now going to be changed. Again, through going to the Midbar, it's a transformation of these names, which are names of Genai, these names which are names to reflect Klal Yisrael and the Averos, the Chataim that they did, the Chataim that completely changed the notion of Nevuah, that Nevuah now is not speaking about you did specific Averos, you're going to come back. There's no real threat in Nevuah that Klal Yisrael will be completely exiled from the land, but now there is a threat that the Navi, that Hoshea, is bringing forth. And that threat, the first few psukim in the Haftorah, note that there's going to be a teshuva, that Klal Yisrael will return to Eretz Yisrael. There's going to be return from the Midbar, so to speak. There's going to be a period of Mashiach, whereas the Radak notes, there is going to be v'samu lahem rosh achad v'alu min ares, so be unity between Ephraim and Yehuda. And this is going to be a time also when all the nations of the world are going to come and recognize the godless of the Ribbono shel Olam. This is the messianic version that's found in Sefer Yeshaya that's referenced or hinted at here in this week's Haftorah. It happens that there's another notion of Midbar that Rav Moshe Lichtenstein picks up on, and that is the fact that Midbar is a place that's shmama, it's a place that's completely desolate. It's a place where there's no growth, but Midbar ends up not being a place of exile, a place where you do not grow at all. It becomes a place where, like we spoke about earlier, like Yisrael means that we're going to be seeded, we're going to produce future growth. That's what happens in the Midbar. It's not a place of decline, rather it's a place of it's a place of future growth. But part of the notion in the Haftorah is also the very vivid image of Klal Yisrael being taken into the Midbar and being stripped naked. Being stripped naked. This is, of course, a very powerful image. The Navi speaks about how Pen Afshitena Aruma Bitzaktia Kiyom Hivalda. I'm going to strip them naked like the day that they were born. But to be naked like the day that you're born is not the type of nakedness which is a disgrace, but it's a type of nakedness that references, that refers to future growth. The baby is stripped naked, but it ends up being that this is the beginning of a new future. So the notions of the Haftorah, how there's a new future that's coming up, and that new future comes dafka in the Midbar, that's almost like you hit rock bottom and you're forced to be exiled and go to a place of nothing, but that creates the rebirth. So that's the notion that we spoke about earlier, v'nasatilas krameha misham, from the Midbar, that's where the growth begins, and then we establish this permanent relationship with the Ribbono shel Olam. This relationship, the Radak notes that there are three Ve'iras Tichs in the last two psukim of the Haftorah. These three Ve'iras Tichs refer to establishing a new relationship with the Ribbono shel Olam after the three periods of Golos that leads to the Geula. The Geula is that references the Golos that we were in Mitzrayim, and then the Ribbono shel Olam takes us out. It takes us out of Mitzrayim, and that's Ve'iras Tichli La'olam. The second Ve'iras Tich is when we leave Bavel. We leave Bavel Ve'iras Tichli B'tzedek Uv Mishpat, meaning Ve'iras Tichli La'olam in the sense of Mitzrayim, we're redeemed, but it's not a permanent redemption. But Asud Lavel, it's going to be La'olam. When we leave Bavel, so there's no tzedek and mishpat. We're doing things that are wrong. We're mechal Shabbos. We're intermarrying, etc. That's what happens when we leave Bavel. But now in the Geula Ha'asida, it will be b'tzedek with mishpat. Ve'irastich li be'emunah. And then there is going to be this emuna, this permanent trust that's established between Klal Yisrael and the Ribono Shel Olam, and that's going to happen via Yadatas Hashem. That's going to happen that we will know the Ribono Shel Olam, connect to the Ribono Shel Olam, and that's going to be the theme of the third Geula, as the Radak notes in the last two psukim of the Haftorah. Have a good Shabbos.